Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all can relate. I'm a big spender, just blowing large amounts of money. I don't know how to act until my wallet's empty. I'm a big spender. Yeah, I'm reckless with my cash, man. I never have a stash. Can't stretch it to make it last. Fuck that cash in your pockets. Make memories, count as profit. Mr. Mac, delicious, strictly about bitches. Asses bouncing, guess I'm bound to be a villain. Since you thought was labeled failing, rebelling against the telling me something I wasn't feeling. Get some cash, soon as I have it, I spend it fast. Blowing mad amounts of bread, don't matter how I get it. Damn, I'm a hard-working son of a bitch, man, you know it's true. As soon as I get a check, I burn it all on liquor, drawing holes. That's just how it is, that president's demanding that I throw them at these strippers. Imagining how I split them, flip them into different positions. Mission is waxing, Macalicious on the track, just with them throwbacks and classics. Yeah, I'm a big spender, just blowing large amounts of money. I don't know how to act until my wallet's empty. I'm a big spender. Yeah, I'm reckless with my cash, man. I never have a stash. plenty, I'm a big spender. Yeah, I'm reckless with my cash, man, I'll never have a stash. Can't stretch it or make it last. Guess I'm reckless with my cream, the root of evil, I mean. All this M-O-N-E-Y steady got me acting obscene. Ready to roll up to the Miramar Theater, that's bumping dust, that sip Corona through the moaning. Just enjoying every moment, cause you're never really knowing if this minute could be your last one. Light up the gas and pass on, feeling so wavy, man, it's crazy. Got to pump the brakes, but make these keep buying shots. Motherfuckers start to wonder if I'm driving home, I'm not. Guess I'm only slightly bop, but my wallet is staying different. Came in with Sir Ben Franklin, I'm leaving with Copper Lincolns. Major difference between us is simple, I really mean it. You basing success on money, not how you grinded to get it. I'm a big spender, just blowing large amounts of money. I don't know how to act until my wallet's empty. I'm a big spender. Yeah, I'm reckless with my cash, man, I'll never have a stash. Can't stretch it or make it last. Just pour me up another Bombay, let's take some shots of liquor. Figure since I'm ballin', stop blowing my cash. A big spender, emptied out my wallet. Guess it's 1 in the morning, about to slide, I'll bounce. About to be wherever I'm going. Welcome to my level, Mr. Mac Diesel, the party animal. Casually been blowing the dankest of marijuana. Crossfaded like all the time, stay maintaining. Describe my mental state, slipping, deteriorating, yup. Lose my mind, seems I lack that motivation that I need to concentrate. Sick of wasting all my time making each and every mistake. Sitting contemplate how to block out this pain with toxic waste. Guess I'm wondering if I'll even make it to 28. I'm a big spender, just blowing large amounts of money. I don't know how to act until my wallet's empty. I'm a big spender. Yeah, I'm reckless with my cash, man, I never have a stash. Can't stretch it or make it last.
Yo, yo, yo. It's your favorite host of the Butter Toast Radio Rail. And God damn it, it's Madness Monday. And God damn it, I'm mad as what the fuck. Somebody stole my goddamn Amazon package. Hell, it wasn't... I mean, it was important, but not super important, but the fact still remains that somebody decided to steal my fucking package. I've been getting packages here for months, ever since we fucking moved to this goddamn place. Ain't nobody in touch shit. We didn't have hella packages come through this motherfucker nonstop, and today somebody decides to want to steal my shit. I don't understand. Niggas, man, look, goddamn it. I don't understand. I don't fucking understand. And I can't even report this shit because there ain't no option for them at fucking Amazon. But, you know, they took a picture and placed it there. So it was there. I don't get it because there's two other packages downstairs. So it's like motherfuckers know, or a lot of people in the building see packages outside and they bring it inside and then you sit there for whoever the fuck comes in and like, oh, hey, I got a package. But today, somebody decides to take my fucking package. I don't understand. My fiance gets packages here non-fucking-stop, at least 3 a week, 4 a week. Nobody takes shit. I've been getting shit here non-stop, but today somebody decides to want to take some shit. You know, I have bought a fucking a little watch thing for me to take out the links and shit because my fiance bought me a nice-ass expensive watch for me to wear and shit because I like watching. And I was going to take the link out because I'm like, okay, I ain't got time to go to the fucking mall and do it. So I might as well just buy the shit and do it my damn self. Motherfuckers have stole my shit. Who the fuck? What the fuck? What? Just don't fucking understand, bro. Like, why the fuck niggas gotta take shit? For what? And it ain't like you getting away with shit. Anyway, how y'all doing tonight, man? I appreciate everybody who's tuned in currently. Got a few topics. Now I got that shit out the way and off my motherfucking chest. I want to talk about Sha'Carri Richardson. She is a Olympic sprinter who a couple months ago motherfuckers tried to count her out because she decided to smoke some motherfucking weed. Ain't shit wrong with smoking some goddamn weed and running. Motherfuckers just mad that she was high as hell and beat that ass. That's all it really fucking was. Hell, NBA players be high as hell all throughout the NBA season to cope with a lot of shit, anxiety, pain, and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But what I don't understand is, you know, okay, cool, you know, you decided you wanted to, you know, suspend her because she tested positive. Okay, whatever. She had a heartfelt apology. Cool. You know what I'm saying? They suspended her for however long it was, I think a month or whatever. I think she missed the Olympics for that shit. She wasn't able to compete at the Tokyo Olympics, which was bullshit because it's just bullshit. So she recently ran a 200-meter Saturday in Oregon, and she finished last. Her time was 11.14 seconds. Now, I don't know if she trained for it that month she was off, whatever, but, you know, a lot of people was talking shit. She ran in the 100 meters, and she withdrew from the 200 meters. To me personally, you shouldn't have withdrew. It shows like a little bit of sign of, oh, I'm going to give up. I'm weak because I fucking lost. I don't think she should have did it. But, I mean, I know she's saying she ain't done. However, she talked a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Talked a lot of shit. And she fucked around and finished last. But a lot of people really talk a lot of shit, saying, oh, she's done, she shouldn't have talked about that shit, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, as a person who plays sports, I talk hella shit. I've won games, I've lost games, but I'm going to still talk my shit. If you feel like you're the best in the world, you go do that shit. So I don't understand why all these critics like to shun people for talking shit. Who the fuck is part of the game, is part of whatever sports you play, whatever background you come from, whatever language you speak, whatever, you know, state you come from, whatever country you come from, it's a part of the game. It's a part of the sport. You go talk shit. But I personally don't think she should have dropped out, but it's just one race. Just one race, you know what I'm saying? I know she came just to, you know, perform because she's been a month off. Now, she did talk her shit afterwards, like, yo, congratulations to the people that won, but we not done seeing it yet. I like that because you are the sixth fastest woman to ever run track. So we definitely know what she's capable of. Now, she lost to some Jamaicans. You know, Jamaicans been whooping, you know, United States ass in track and field for years, a number of years. So I ain't even mad at the fact she lost to some Jamaicans because them motherfuckers, boy, they just be, you know, running from lions and shit. But that's that on Sha'Carri Richardson. But Sha'Carri, keep doing your thing, sweetheart. You know, keep talking your shit. You know, if you feel like you're the best, then goddamn it, feel like that. You know, definitely, it ain't like she can't back up what she say. You know what I'm saying? I just personally think, hell, after a month off, you know, you're going to be rusty or whatever the case. So that's just that. I want to talk about Lizzo. I really don't follow her or whatever the fuck the case, but at the end of the day, she's a human being, right? So what happened was Lizzo put out her new project. It was a video or whatever the fuck the case. She performed it, whatever the case. And a lot of people with body shame were calling her fat, this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. But it was like, for me, you have to have tough skin with whatever you do. Because it's going to be a lot of negative people out there once you become famous in the social media world. Because it's always going to be a bunch of people talk shit. There's a lot of people that talk shit about me. I don't get bent out of shape because I'm from Chicago. I have a tough fucking skin. 9 out of 10, I'm going to talk shit right back to you. That's what the cloth I'm cut from. That's why, that's where I'm come from. I come up from motherfuckers talk shit to me, I'm going to talk shit back. That's what is, that's what I'm made of. You feel me? And, but she sent out a video crying about it, this, that, and the third. Me personally, you want to become an artist. If you want to have that limelight in the social media world where people are going to look at you and they're going to look at you as an idol, whatever the case, be prepared for people to talk shit. That's just part of the fucking game, sweetheart. You can't get angry and mad at people talking shit about you. That's what they do. They do it to everybody. You're not the first and you're not the last plus-size artist. Chaka Khan was big back in her day. Tati LaBelle. Monique. Queen Latifah. You know what I'm saying? They've all embraced that shit and threw on that tough skin. Because people are always going to talk shit. You know, me personally, I could give a fuck about a skinny bitch. I don't care for skinny hoes. Never did. I don't give a fuck about a bitch having a six-pack and all that other goof-ass shit. But for everybody to body shame, y'all ain't, they ain't shit. But at the same time, people are always going to talk shit. And you're never going to see that person, ever. You're never going to fucking see them. You can't possibly do shit right unless you got haters talking about you. So for people to talk shit about you, you're doing something right. You got that bag right now. You're in the limelight. Social media, you're in all over social media. They're keeping you relevant. I do understand people have feelings, and all that other shit. But that's going to be a part of the game. Motherfuckers go always talk shit. Nonstop. It ain't a fucking artist in this world who ain't talking shit about somebody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going to get talked about. Lil Durk ain't been to Chicago in a long-ass time. And he came here over the weekend and he performed. In Douglas Park. It was a Lyrical Lemonade Summer Smash Festival, and he performed. Shout out to Dirk, so he's been doing his fucking thing, he's always been here in and out of Chicago doing his thing, helping schools, buying schools, trying to buy O-Block, shit like that. He couldn't perform in Chicago for a while because local police wanted to ban him because, where he's from. But he felt good for coming here. He felt like he was Jay-Z, And I do look at him as a Chicago Jay-Z. The love that he had over the weekend from us in Chicago, his hometown, south side of Chicago, Inglewood area, it was great. I saw his performance and he's fucking doing his thing. I appreciate him giving back to Chicago. That's what it's about. You leave here, you progress, you come back, you do your thing. I'm not sad, but I understand. The next hip hop news is Kendrick Lamar is finally leaving TDE. I understand because he dedicated 17 years of his life to TDE, and he has not had many projects brought up for whatever reason. He's dropping one last album under TDE, and I think he's launching his own thing. But TDE, supports him in leaving. We've been missing Kendrick for fucking years. We've been missing this man for a long fucking time. We're like, yo, where's Kendrick? He needs to drop something. For me, there's a Chicago artist by the name of Anne Marie, which shout out to you because I know you personally from way back in the day. But there's always shit you gotta go through as far as trying to drop shit. Like, for me, I had to go through a lot of hoops on trying to drop my project, and I couldn't drop it at the time I wanted to. So they was like, okay, we're only going to let, you know, we'll let you drop it in July. Like, fuck, that ain't when I wanted to do it. But whatever the case, there's always some loopholes. There's always loopholes in a lot of stuff, musically wise, when you're trying to drop a label or drop a track, whatever the case. You always got to go through a few shit, but shout out to you, Kendrick. It's been long awaited. I definitely rock with Kendrick Lamar heavily. What I'm gonna do real quick, I'm gonna play two tracks, and then I'm gonna get into some shit. I know I told y'all that I might do conspiracy theories every segment. Every Tuesday, but tomorrow I have an artist. I finally got James Houston Jr. in the building, so tomorrow is going to be about that. So I may do conspiracy theories on Mondays or Tuesdays, probably Mondays, because a lot of my Tuesdays I always have artists. So next Monday I will be doing conspiracy theories part two. So I'm probably just going to do that every Monday moving forward, because I'm all about my conspiracy theories. But I'm going to play a couple tracks. This one right here is Lay Up by X. You know what? No, I'm going to play my boy, WTG Vito, because he's been doing this fucking thing. Shout out to you and the whole WTG, because I've been rocking with this young man for damn near a year now, and he has grown a lot. He's a Chicago artist. Shout out to WTG Kale. Free that man. But this track right here is called Struggle and Pain. And then after that, I'm going to play some little R&B to get everybody in a little nice, comfortable mood if you want to fuck or suck or lick, whatever you're trying to do. But it's WTG Vito with Struggle and Pain. It's your boy, Radio Rail on OG Radio.
Coco, this
your
season right now.
You already know we bum, man. We the gang, we the guys. Let me know if you the plow, shorty. Gang. What you know about the struggle? What you know about this pain? All alone in the cold, we were standing in the rain. Tryna get some drugs, old, hitting like some but the pain. Reminisce about some things that you wish that you can change. Lost on limits, made a movement, tryna find a way out. Hit the cut, fuck em up, 30 had a way out. Niggas know like animals, but my niggas don't play south. Put them in a hole in the ground, like we play golf. And it's free people, they ain't know we had to stake out. Only with my day ones, no A1, no stay south. Loyalty, L-O-E, is what I gave out. For my brother, niggas know ain't gonna play about the goat, nigga. If it's green, that's a goat, nigga. We the gang, and the whole team, so we'll go with it. We all bleed the same for both, for our smoke, nigga. They couldn't see the change, it's time to show, nigga. Young nigga, but I feel like I'm a old nigga. Well, getting cold, better watch where you go, nigga. Busting on this hole, if you got it, better blow. But like yellow on the light, these niggas are slow. Hard headed, head to learn, just a hard way. Play your card right, sometimes you gotta play the smart way. Fuck a beef, we want all stakes at all costs. We the gang, we in all state, they see we taking out. What you know about the struggle? What you know about this pain? All alone in the cold, we was standing in the rain. Gonna get some drugs, so hitting like some but the same. Reminisce about some things that you wish that you can change. What you know about the struggle? What you know about this pain? All alone in the cold, we was standing in the rain. Gonna get some drugs, so hitting like some but the same. Reminisce about some things that you wish that you can change.
Thank you. cake and eat it too. Yeah, true is you got me acting like a fool. You got me acting like a fool. You know I'm acting like a lady. Give it up to you on the third day. No, I wanna dance and get crazy for you, yeah. No, I wanna put it on for you, yeah. You know you got me following the rules, yeah. I'm choosing you. Let me show you I'm proof, yeah. No waiting, you can get it in the morning. Teach me, baby, yeah, you know I'm learning. Stop feeling on you, yeah. Wanna have my cake and eat it too, yeah. The truth is, you got me acting like a fool. You got me acting like a fool. You know I'm acting like a lady. Give it up to you on the third day. No, I wanna dance and get crazy.
It's your boy, Radio Real. And I'm back. Some more hip-hop news. Drake and Kanye. I personally think this is strategically planned on the build-up of both of their albums. But they've been beefing heavily. Upon them coming out with both of their albums. Kanye's supposed to be and drop this shit out a few weeks ago, but his punk ass didn't. We have no idea when Drake is dropping his shit. However, I personally do think that them going back and forth is just hype for definitely hype for both of their albums, because people don't they don't really hype up their albums no more or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't really know when people's albums drop. They just drop shit. It's been some shit talking and, you know, personal shit going on. But, yeah, I just think it's just, you know, publicity, like always, to go ahead and, you know, give it that much hype so we'd be like, oh shit, you know, here goes the album. However, we have listened to Donda, Kanye's album. He's been doing listening parties and shit. Also he's doing his the final listening party here in Chicago this Friday, I believe. So, you know, I like the album. It might take others a little bit to get used to, because Kanye is in a whole different realm than what he used to be. His life definitely changed after his mama passed. So Kanye, you know, he has some good shit, but there's other shit that's like, yo, what the fuck, like, nigga, you could have kept this bullshit. Like the Yeezus album, could have kept that shit. I'm like, nigga, you know, like, when a black person's gonna get ready to tell a story, should they be like, nigga, like, yo, what the fuck? But I think that it'd be all right. There's another artist I want to talk about. I fucking forgot. So. Y'all remember way back when Meg Thee Stallion claimed Tory Lanez shot her dumb fat bitch at punk ass in the goddamn foot, which I don't believe he really did. But they claimed that he violated a restraining order. Cause the bitch. Sorry, y'all. She put a fucking restraining order on him, which is fucking stupid. But they claim he violated restraining order when they was at this showcase. Went to jail. His bail was $190,000 at first, then it went to $250,000. So he had to pay an additional 60 racks because his criminal case is still pending. But he kind of cracked a little joke, you know, involving the shit. Me personally, I feel like, and I said this way back then, I feel like she waited too long to want to talk, you know, come out and say that, oh, you know, he shot me in the foot. I really don't. From the pictures and shit, she got cut by something. She didn't get shot by a long shot. But when he came up with that album, Daystar, clearly the whole album was about her. And the shit that he was saying was some truth to it. She really didn't put no truth to shit that she was saying, you know. So I personally don't believe her story. You know, it was just inconsistent. But I hate how people nowadays like to put so much shit on social media. Then get mad when there's backlash from social media. You don't want backlash from anything on social media. You shouldn't put it out there. I'm going to say it again. If you don't want no backlash from anything about social media, you shouldn't put it out. You're going to get people who's going to talk shit. It's inevitable. It's just like all these critics who back then used to put shit in the tabloids. It's the same thing. Now they have social media to do. They have Instagram. They have the blog sites. They got Facebook. They got everything. You know, talk shit on everything. But I just feel like some people really clout chase. To me personally, Megan Thee Stallion's music is trash. And I only say that because she talks about the same shit. And how much pussy talk, how much ass shaking, how much of that can you really do? On every song, every track is the same thing. I want to hear bars. I don't want to hear about your nasty ass pussy. You know, most of these female rappers do is talk about their pussy. Your pussy can't be that fucking good if half the time you ain't got a nigga. How you talk about something and you ain't fucking? It's just like growing up in high school, and even college, and all a chick do is talk about a pussy. Women and even men who talk about their dick and they stroke game and shit, all you do is talk about it. That means somewhere down the line, it ain't that. It ain't good. It ain't what the fuck, you know, saying you claim it is, because all you're doing is bragging about some shit. And the whole time it's probably trash as hell, which, hey, it's trash. I really hate harping on this lady because people keep saying, oh, I'm woman bashing. I'm not. Some women rappers are just ass. Well, her and Cardi B to me are kind of ass. You know, they don't talk about shit at all whatsoever. So, it's just, yeah. I do want to also talk about the fact that, PlayStation. I want to get into PlayStation real quick. I have a PS5. I hate the fact that it's only 500 gigabytes on the storage. I hate the fact that one fucking game is 300 damn gigabytes. So you can't really put shit on here. So you're forced to buy an expensive-ass external hard drive. I hate it. And the external hard drive that I got is 1 terabyte, and for some reason it's not fucking working with my shit. So now, the good part of that, company I work for, I build these things so I can buy a hard drive. And I can get it for cheap because I get a discount and all that other good shit. But I hate how they made all these games, and like, I mean, I get it because, you know, technology didn't change, so it's a high caliber when it comes to, you know, these games and the visuals and all that other shit. But damn, man, like two games take up the whole fucking space. Like, I literally have four games on my PS5. I get tired of playing the four games. I literally have a whole bunch of games that I can play, but I have to keep deleting, re-downloading, deleting, re-downloading. That shit is annoying, bro. I don't want to keep doing all that. So, it just sucks, man. It just sucks so bad, bro. But no, that's fucking bullshit. But another thing that's ridiculous is the fact that, damn, bro, we got to pay $70 for a game. And if we want, like, the deluxe version, we got to pay $90 or $100. What the fuck? Game used to cost between $10 to $30. That's how much games used to cost back in the day with the PS1, the PS2, PS3 games. Then it just got outright ridiculous, bro. Like, fuck. Why? I don't want to play that much, bro. Like, why? It sucks. I mean, I have paid for it because I have no fucking choice. You know, I have no choice anymore in paying for these fucking games. But she's like, damn, bro. Make people want to not play games no more. You just want to go out and do the shit. Like, for real, bro. Like, damn. Expensive-ass fucking games and shit. Then, you know, if you got kids, they want shit, and then, you know, Fortnite with these stupid-ass V-Bucks and all that dumb-ass shit. I want to move from that and get into a more serious topic on, like, not mental health, but, like, mental growth. A lot of us deal with a lot of shit on a daily basis, and it sometimes put us in very fucked-up moods. It puts us in a dark space, puts us in a dark place. And we don't know how to get out of it. We don't know how to cope with things. We don't know how. Just point blank period, we don't know how. And sometimes you have friends that are there that can, you know, be there for you and sympathize with you and empathize with you and all this other shit. Sometimes you don't. And sometimes you feel alone, and then you get in your head and you feel lost. You know, you have nobody to turn to. And then sometimes we spend all this money on therapists, and we could talk to them, but we can't talk to them forever because it costs money to talk to them. My suggestion is, if you have that one friend, hold on to that one friend. You know, definitely vent to them when you can. But if you don't, and it's just you, here's my suggestion, right? Take a piece of paper, notebook paper or a sticky note, whatever. On one side, write down how you're feeling. On the other side, write down how you want to feel. And then on a separate piece of paper, write out steps on how to get to those feelings that you want to feel. Like, for example, if you want to feel happy, well, all right, write the steps that it takes to be happy. And work on that every day. I zen sometimes. I meditate sometimes. You know, especially when my household is asleep, I meditate. I sit down and clear my mind and meditate. That helps sometimes. I do know that it's hard for some people to meditate because their mind is steady flowing with things and steady. They just nonstop have shit in their head, you know. It's hard to try to meditate. It truly is, because I know for myself sometimes when I do get that, sit in that state where I can start meditating, sometimes I do think about 100 million plus fucking things. But I've grown to where I can just chill out and think about nothing, absolutely nothing, to where I could, you know, start meditating and, you know, go on about my business and my life and shit and reflect on a bunch of shit. But find hobbies. Find out what you're good at. Find out some hobbies and do it. Keep yourself occupied. Try not to have so much downtime in your life where you're just there stuck thinking about shit 24/7, because that's definitely not a good thing. If you give a person too much idle time, it becomes deadly sometimes, because I do know people, and I've been a victim of it before, where I've had, like, suicidal thoughts before. It sucks. You know, you can only pray that you don't commit suicide. But a lot of people do commit suicide. It's a real fucking thing. It happens. You know, I do pray for those who have, you know, mental issues. So mental growth is a real thing. It's real. It's something you definitely have to try and grow, because there's a lot of negative shit in this world. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of death. There's a lot of killing. There's just a lot of shit. And, you know, it's hard to cope with a lot of things. I'm still trying to get over 30-plus deaths that I've had in my life all last year. You know, it sucks. I'm still coping with that. And it's hard dealing with that. I'm still hard trying to deal with that, because some of those people I lost was those people that I could turn to with certain shit in my lifetime. They, you know, helped me grow. But definitely get that mental in order, man. And if you can, cut out negative people. Because one thing my fiance taught me, that when it comes to certain friends, sometimes you grow out of people, and you grow out of friendships, and it recently happened. So I'm about to talk about it now. I got 15 minutes left. I'm gonna talk about it. I'm not gonna say the name. Never gonna say the name, but for the person I've been close with for 11, 12, 13 years now, since college. And we became very close, to the point where we became real-life brothers, you know. You know, I knew his family, he knew my family, and, you know, we just was super close throughout life, where, you know, I had more kids, he had kids, and we became each other's, you know, uncles and godfathers of each other's kids. And we've always went through shit in life, you know, and we was always there for each other. You know, I've been on my own since I was 17, so, like, 17, 18. So, like, we, you know, I've been knowing this man since I was 18. And we went through a lot of ups and downs with each other. And there was a situation between him and his significant other. And, you know, I was like, hey, you know, I'm here for you, but focus on your happiness, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And his significant other did not like me for a bunch of reasons. I don't know why. I'm not the reason why y'all had a fallout. I'm not the reason for y'all downfall. You know, I even helped y'all with the weather and shit. But long story short, the first time he left his wife and got with somebody else that I was been cool with since I was 18, 19. And what I stated was, you know, even with my other brothers, like, hey, if y'all have a feeling towards this chick or whatever, let me know so there's no awkwardness. I don't like awkwardness. I'm not saying, hey, you need my blessing, but I just want to know because sometimes people like to do shit behind people's back. One person did it behind my back, whatever. Not a big deal. I didn't make a big deal of it. Other person called me and was like, hey, you know, I feel this for this person, whatever, which is the guy I'm talking about. So he got with, they was fucking with each other for a while. Then very out the blue, abruptly, he just stopped fucking with her and went back to his wife. Okay, cool. You went back with your wife. Whatever. Me and him had a fallout because of that. He was texting her and shit, and I was like, hey, bro, I think she stopped talking to her. She's hurt. She's scoring behind that. And she went and did some foul shit, and it fucked up his marriage, and he thought I had something to do with it. We fell out that time. So we haven't spoke at that time. It was like 4 months that went by. He reached back out. He apologized, whatever the case. And me being the bigger person, I apologized, even though I wasn't in the wrong, but I still apologized. Whatever. So, whatever the case, we got past that. Then the recent shit that happened was early in the year, around April. He comes and tell us some fucked up shit about marriage and oh, she don't like you and y'all, blah, blah, blah. I got to stop talking to y'all, blah, blah, blah. I had a whole conversation. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. But cool, you my boy. You know, we'll kick it and talk whenever we can. So we end up still kicking it here and there, whatever the case. Birthday rolls around. He wanted to kick it, or whatever the case. He sends out this ridiculous message saying, oh, it wasn't her that had the problem. It was me, blah, blah, blah. Just basically retracting shit that he originally said. So therefore, me, I took it personally. I'm like, why the fuck are you lying? You're lying about so much shit. But that night, I was still a bigger person. Like, oh, you can still come out, hang with us, blah, blah, blah. But after that, motherfucker goes ghost. So you can fuck me over once, but you're not going to fuck me over twice. You know what I'm saying? So I still haven't spoke to him, and I'm not never going to speak to him. And I put this shit on my grandmother's grave. It's just a web of lies. Continue to lie. He's still cool with my other homies. That's cool. If I, you know, ever run into him because of them, whatever. It's just a high and by thing. I'm not. You fucked up a brotherhood by lying. The first time you fucked it up is over a female when motherfuckers made a pact that will never let a female come between you. Second time, you still did it. Let a female come in between. You came in between a bunch of shit. And the fucked up part is you did it twice, and then you lied about some shit, and you continue to lie about it. I'm not going to stand for that. I'm not no bitch-ass nigga off the street that you can just lie to and just be like, yeah, well, I'm going to let he going to believe my shit. No, I'm not going to believe your shit. So for me, I just feel like it goes back to my fiance saying that sometimes you outgrow friends. It sucks that I've been cool with them since I was 18 and I'm 30 now, and I had to break that friendship. I had to stop fucking them. And she's right. I outgrew them. I had to outgrow the lies. I had to outgrow all the goofy shit, you know? So like, it's just, you know, sometimes you gotta let go of negative people, and that's what the fuck I did. So for all those who got those negative people in life and don't want to deal with they shit no more, because you have to deal with nobody's bullshit if you don't want to. Gotta let them go. Even if it's a marriage that's failing, if you did everything you could do, if y'all did everything that y'all could do to try and make that shit work, gotta let that shit go. And if you're a victim of a person not wanting to work this shit out and wants to treat everything as if they're just a fucking child and just throw everything to the left, put it in a box, and never revisit a damn thing, gotta let that shit go. It may suck, it may hurt, but maybe it's just a life lesson that maybe you could get married and you have the potential to be married, but it's probably just not with this woman or with this man. A lot of people go through divorces. I'm going through one, and mine was not hard. It was easy. We came to agreement, like, hey, this ain't working. You know, let's just call it quits. Cool. Some people's shit, it's a lot deeper, and it's okay. People fuck up. I know people who are on their seventh marriage. People are on their, you know, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth marriage, but it happens. It's life. You know, I do know that we don't have time to be wasted. A lot of people hate wasting time, but hey, time has been invented by man, and that's something we live in, and unfortunately, we do waste time. You know, nobody likes to waste time, but that's what the fuck we do. We waste time. So, shit, if something ain't working, work through it to work it out or leave this shit alone. That's the only thing you can do. That's my advice for people who are currently going through shit, whether it's work-related shit, relationship shit, whatever the fuck it is, anything negative, cut that shit the fuck out. Because the moment, I'm telling you, the moment you start thinking positive, do positive shit, have a belief in something, it don't have to be God, but have a belief in something that makes you feel good about life and whatever, it's going to be great. I'm telling you. Trust me. I preach this all the time. I don't believe in the Bible anymore, but I do have a belief in God. I have my own personal relationship with God, and I'm more spiritual than anything. So, yes, I'm one of those who believe in the crystals and certain, not rituals, but, you know, certain shit to make you feel good, and sage and the stars and moons and all that shit aligning together. That's me. That is 100% me. And it works for me. I'm not saying it works for everybody, but there's certain shit I just don't believe in that Bible, and it just don't work for me. It led me to so much darkness in my life. I became spiritual and started doing other shit. So believe in yourself. Believe in the process that it's going to work out no matter what the situation is, and fucking be great at whatever the hell you do. Tune in with me tomorrow, 9, I'm going to push for 9 o'clock because I told the artist 9 o'clock. James Houston Jr., YouTube him. He's on Apple Music. He has an exceptional fucking voice. It reminds me of D'Angelo. So tune in tomorrow, 9 to 10 p.m. Catch my social media, both my Instagrams at RadioRail21 and my personal HellRail1290. I post more on HellRail1290. I post a little bit here and there on RadioRail21, but that's more of my radio page. So check those pages out. And I got 16 more hours left till I'm back on Facebook. I promise you this time I'm just keeping it copacetic. I'm not finna post. I'm not finna be funny no more. Because clearly when I'm funny on Facebook, when I get back to being the regular rail that everybody know, niggas just fuck me over where I get 30 days. So I'm keeping it strictly radio related. I have a new focus on my music and radio. Speaking of music, I am on Tidal, y'all. I fucking made it to Jay-Z's platform. I am on Tidal. It's Rail on the Beat with 3 exclamation points. You can find me on Tidal. You can find me on Apple Music. You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on YouTube. I'm there. It's 4 tracks, 4 instrumentals. I fucking love it. I got more to come, more music coming, you know, coming soon. I still got to get back in my work mode. I got a lot of projects I'm going to throw out. I plan on dropping 3 more projects by the end of the year, if I can. It's already going to be September. But my last project I'm going to do for the year, I'm going to try and drop on my birthday, which is December 6th of this year. But with that being said, everybody, live, love, life. I'm going to play this out to my little brother, Josiah D'Amore, with Work It. That's a national twerk song. So it's a feel-good song for a lot of ladies. So I'm out. Catch me tomorrow. Love y'all. It's your boy, Radio Rail on OG Radio. Good night, y'all.
Shake it, baby. I know you want the bag, you gon' work for it, baby. Damn, look at that ass, I'm your biggest fan. Drive it low and pick up them bands. I'm like, ooh, she thick too. I'm in love with that ass, what else can it do? She got me so hypnotized, that moody moving round and round. Booty bouncing, titty bouncing up and down. Work it, work it. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerk it for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerk it for sure. Small, skinny, thick, it don't mind, I'm bull. Don't forget the BBWs, you know they not full. Left cheek, right cheek, when she twerking. Don't stop, pop it, that ass working. Girl, you look good, just back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when I throw my cash up. All that damn ass when she pick that cash up. Shawty know she worth it for sure. Work it, work it. Twerk it, keep on twerking. Shake it, shake it. Love it when she twerk it for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerk it for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerk it for sure. Shake it back, twerk it back. Shake it back, twerk it back. Yeah, go crazy, yeah, go crazy. Shake it back, twerk it back. Yeah, yeah. Cut that cash.